Hey there, welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you. I'm Gary Zimak, and today we're going to take a look at the readings, the mass readings for the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. That's what we're going to be celebrating this Sunday. I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a great week. Great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. I love doing these weekly podcasts because it gives me a chance to sit down with the mass readings, reflect a little bit about God's written word, and share some of my thoughts with you. I think one of the best things that we can do prior going to Sunday Mass is to sit down, spend a little time with the readings, and really let the Holy Spirit talk to us through these readings. This is a big day that we celebrate on Sunday. Now, of course, this is shifted to the Sunday, this particular Sunday. Typically, the Feast of the Epiphany technically would occur on today, actually, January the 6th, but it gets shifted to Sunday. And then this really more or less wraps up the Christmas season. Technically, it'll end on the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, which will be the Monday after Sunday, a few days from now. And then we'll go back into ordinary time. The Christmas season is a great time. It's a time for us to really reflect on the great gift that we receive, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world because the Lord wanted to be really close to us. Now, this Epiphany that we will celebrate on Sunday, this commemorates the manifestation of Jesus to the entire world. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll talk about the readings. But I, you know, it really is good that we can keep doing these podcasts on Friday. Generally speaking, I'm really busy during the week with the morning show. We used to do this podcast 5 days a week, but we do it on Friday now. It works out good. It works out good for my schedule. Hope it works out good for you. 30 minutes a week. You know, it's not too difficult for any of us to put the time in 30 minutes a week to look at the Mass readings, to get ready for Sunday Mass. Now, I've told you before, I'd like to do more of these, and I think maybe as the daily show starts to settle down a little bit, I've only been doing it for 3 months now. It's a lot of work right now, but when it settles down a little bit, maybe we'll go back to a few more of these per week. Let me know what you think. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com to let me know what you think. If you want more of these, if you think we could do some more, if it would benefit you to do a few more podcasts, it really depends. You start doing too many podcasts, and it's difficult for you, and it's difficult for me. So it might be better to just do the one. But I'm open to any ideas if you want to let me know, gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's begin with prayer. Then we'll chat about a few other things before we get into the Mass readings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for the great blessing of your Son, Jesus. You sent Jesus into the world to live among us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead in order to open up the gates of heaven so that we could live with you forever. We're very grateful for that, Father. Sometimes we forget what an incredible gift it is. Sometimes we forget how much you love us. So we would ask you to help us to understand that, to help us to really appreciate your love for us. Help us to appreciate the great gift of Jesus, and help us have an increased desire to follow your Son Jesus so that we can become closer to you, so that we can get to know the Holy Spirit, and so that we can one day live with you forever in heaven. Father, we ask that you heal all of the sick tonight. We ask that you comfort anyone who is suffering in any way, anxiety, loneliness, despair, addiction. Many of these afflictions can cause us to feel that we're deserted by you, to feel, make us feel alone. We know we're never alone. We just need to remember that. So we ask you to help everyone who is struggling in any way and who might feel isolated from you. We also ask you, Father, to reach out, to continue to reach out and soften the hearts of anybody who may have strayed, who may have turned away from you. Continue to break down the walls and call them back. And please let us know if there's any way that we can help. Father, we ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to increase vocations. We ask you to comfort all of those affected by the horrible shooting in Florida today. Please have mercy on the souls of all who died, and bring peace and consolation to anyone suffering in any way due to that horrific incident. We ask you to keep safe those who are affected in any way by weather conditions around the world. We ask you to protect those who are suffering from religious persecution. I ask you to speak through me on this program today. Speak through me and let my voice proclaim your words. And please open all of our minds to be receptive to the message that you have for us. And Father, we lift up our own personal needs, whatever they may be, and we ask you to accept them from us and handle them in the best way possible. And we ask for all these intentions in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, I'm Gary Zimek. I want to thank you for praying with me. I want to thank you for tuning in to the program, for following me. I want to really also thank you for your prayers and for your financial contributions to my work. And I really want to speak, this is an important day for me, January the 6th. This is the fifth anniversary, and it's hard to believe, 5 years, it's been 5 years already, of my entry into full-time ministry. It's really incredible. What a great gift that I've been able to serve the Lord on a full-time basis for 5 years. Now, here's what I want to say about that. First of all, it's a miraculous accomplishment. It's something that I never thought would be possible. When I first entered into this 5 years ago, I didn't really know how I was going to earn enough money to support my family. Now, we homeschool our children. My wife, Eileen, doesn't work outside of the home, so it's a difficult proposition. But I felt called, and what was happening was the Lord was opening some doors. And I had people like Teresa Tomeo who really were in my corner and said, you really need to do this. Even though I didn't have a lot to go on, didn't have a lot of speaking engagements, I did have a book that was coming out, but it really was, I was really setting out into the unknown. And before you give me all kinds of credit for being brave, I really was pushed out of the boat. The Lord kind of gave me a little kick in the rear end and got me out of the boat. I didn't go out on my own. But it's been an incredible experience. So here's what I'd like to say. The first thing I'd like to tell you, based on my experience, is if you feel the Lord is calling you to do something, don't write it off. You never know. He chooses people like me and you to do His work, even though we don't think we're qualified. A lot of times we're a little harder on ourselves than He is. If He's in our corner and He's giving us the grace and He's opening the doors, no matter how incompetent or unworthy you feel, it doesn't matter. The Lord can do great things through you. So I've seen it in my life. I am just amazed that He has continued to work through me. My sixth book will be coming out in another week or so, Stop Worrying and Start Living, a 365-day devotional. I mean, six books. I've never had any training in journalism. I've done radio and TV. I'm headed down to EWTN television next week to film a series with Jeanette Bankovic. I've got no training in radio, no training in TV. I do a daily radio show in the ninth largest market in the United States, the Philadelphia area. And again, this is not me. I'm not trying to brag, but what I'm saying is the Lord can use a complete knucklehead like me to do His work. My deal was I felt that He was calling me to do this, and I reluctantly said yes. I'm not going to say I just said, oh, yes, Lord, we're going to do this. No, I was looking for somebody who would pay me. I was looking for a way to work for Him full time and get a salary, right? But that's not His plan. And that's really the way that He helped me to trust Him, was by asking me or by forcing me out of the boat. That was the greatest thing He ever did for me. So please know that if you feel the Lord's calling you to do something, pray about it. Continue to discern. Don't do anything wacky. I mean, He doesn't want you to just completely quit your job if you have bills to pay. It's very rare that He's going to ask you to do that, unless there's some way to earn money. We still have to pay the bills. So I just want to share that with you in case you're feeling any inclination to work for the Lord. I also want to say thank you, Lord, because I'm very grateful for five wonderful years. I plan to do this until the day I die or until the Lord tells me to move on. It's going to be that simple. I also want to continue to thank you for your donations. You are the reason that I was able to survive 5 years. Now, what's happened, unfortunately, is I've noticed a drop-off in donations. I'm going to just say this briefly. there have been people who have been monthly donors and they're no longer around for whatever reason. I just want you to know that I really could still use the donations if you're able to do it. If you're not able to do it, please don't put yourself in any jeopardy. If you like the shows like this, if you have benefited from my work in any way, when I go out and I speak at parishes, I often have to do it at a rate that's just barely covering my expenses and maybe a little bit more. I really try to be as affordable as possible while at the same time paying my bills at home. That can be challenging because what I've been doing, I've been forced to do this over the past 5 years, is dip into my retirement. I have a little bit of retirement savings. Now, because I'm not 59 and a half, I have to pay a penalty on that. I'm not complaining about it. Just letting you know what's going on. At some point, I'm not going to be able to do that anymore. The reason I say it is because sometimes the thought process is, well, Gary's got all these books, he does TV. I make very, very little for any of that. The bottom line is I do need your donations. So if you're able to do that and you would like to help me continue my full-time ministry, I really could use the help. You can donate securely by going to followingthetruth.com, and there's a donate page you can go to, and you're able to donate securely through PayPal. The other ways you can help me, and these are even easier. Number one, if you're somebody who shops from Amazon, if you would just use the link that is available on followingthetruth.com, the link to Amazon, and again, and you know, I've said this before, you'll get the same prices. Nothing changes for you. But that helps me because you use the link on my website, then I get a small profit for any purchase that you make. I don't get to see anything that you buy or anything like that. But what happens is because you use the link on my website, I get a little bit of a profit. That helps me. The other thing is if you're a coffee drinker, you want to check out the great coffee from Mystic Monk, Mystic Monk Coffee. You'll see the image on my website, followingthetruth.com. Any purchase you make from Mystic Monk Coffee through my website results in a profit too. So I'm really grateful for your support. Just know that nothing's changed. I mean, things have gotten a little better for me, but your donations are very much needed. And looking at the donations, they have been falling off within the past several months. I know times are hard, and I don't really know the reason. I don't push too much. If somebody wants to donate to me and they cancel the payments, I don't push. But if you're able to help, if you've never become a monthly sponsor, and you can do it for $10 a month, it's 33 cents a day, it really isn't that much. And if you're able to do it, it would help me tremendously. Followingthetruth.com, all you do is click on donate. The other thing I could really use your help with is I would like to speak at your parish or your conference. If you know somebody who books speakers or your priest, your DRE, your adult faith formation director, if you could send them to my website, followingthetruth.com, they'd be able to see a video of my work and see some of the talks that I give. I am the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety, so I'd love to be able to come out to your parish and present that message. All right, let's get on with these readings. Thank you for listening to that. I don't get that much of a chance to talk to you anymore, so I really like to talk about that when I have to. The Solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. So what's happening on Sunday? This is the celebration of the manifestation of Jesus. Jesus was certainly sent to the chosen people of Israel, but that he's the Savior of everyone. Anyone who is alive or who has ever lived, Jesus died on the cross for that person. He is all of our Saviors. Whether we recognize it or not, the Epiphany was that public manifestation of Jesus to the world. And the first reading for Sunday's Mass comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60. Verses 1 through 6. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba, shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. Now, this is a very prophetic reading. Obviously, Isaiah is a prophet, so that makes sense. The Magi that came and paid tribute to the Lord, they brought gifts. And we see the gifts. They will come bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. If you look at this first reading, and we'll tie these in together after I do them all, but if you look at this first reading and you apply it to your life, rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. Darkness covers the earth, and clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines. For you and me, this is a challenging reading. We sometimes, because we have heard about Jesus since we were born, or as long back as we can remember, probably, you know, many of us have, we tend to take him for granted. It's like, oh yeah, Jesus is the Savior who died on the cross. He's up on the wall. I get it. You know, no big deal. We almost look and say, so what? But try to put yourself into the place of the people who maybe were waiting for a Savior for thousands of years. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, here comes the Savior, the Messiah, the man sent to save us all from our sins. It's a big deal. It was a big deal. They were waiting for him. Now, unfortunately, a lot of them missed him because they expected him to come in a different way, and they didn't like the way he came, so they missed the point. We do that too. I mean, let's be honest, we do that too sometimes. But understand that this was a big deal, and it really is a big deal for you, and I'll tell you why. Are you worried about anything? Do you have troubles in your life? Do you have difficulties? Do you sometimes feel like you're walking in the darkness? We all do that at times, don't we? You need to get to know Jesus better. We all need to get to know Jesus better. And that light that shines in the darkness, he's available for all of us. We just need to become closer friends with him. This should be a wake-up call for you. It's certainly a wake-up call for me, that Jesus is the light shining in the darkness. We sometimes say that we're walking in the darkness, but we really aren't. If you got Jesus in your life, you're not walking in the darkness. So, number one, take a few minutes today to think about, to talk to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I want to get to know you better. I want to get to know you better because I shouldn't be worried about these things that are happening in my life. I shouldn't be worried about them. If I knew you enough, if I had a good understanding and knowledge of how much you loved me, Jesus, and that you're all-powerful, I shouldn't worry about anything. Why am I? Well, it's because I don't know you enough. Make it a point today to talk to him and say, Jesus, I want to get to know you better. Help me. Now, the other thing is, as you get to know him, you've got people all around you who don't know him or who know him a lot less than you do. You need to bring Jesus to those people and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you how you do it. You don't necessarily need to know your faith inside and out. You don't necessarily need to preach from a Bible. But you need. That's what we're called to do as Catholic Christians. We're called to bring Jesus Christ to all of those people around us, whoever they may be, even in our own homes, in the workplace, wherever. People in the world need Jesus. That's up to you and me to share him with others. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 72, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Now, that's the message for today. Every nation on earth is ruled by Christ the King. Does everybody accept him as their king? No. So our job, again, is to spread the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord of the universe to everybody. You're not going to be able to get it around the world, probably. So work where you are. Deal with the people that are in your vicinity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Seba shall bring tribute. All kings shall pay him homage. All nations shall serve him. For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, the afflicted, when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. You know, and this is, again, every nation on earth will adore you. We need to get to know him better. And then we need to share him with others. It's a great thing. Our greatest need in life is getting to heaven, whether we realize it or not. You can't do it by yourself. You just can't do it. You need Jesus Christ in order to get to heaven. People need to know Christ. And again, people are miserable too. A lot of people are hopeless. When you get to know Jesus, there is hope. There's always hope. That's up to you and me to get that done. The second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 3, beginning in verse 2. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it now has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles, and it was Paul's job, St. Paul's job, to go and spread the news, the good news of Jesus Christ to the non-Jewish people. The Israelites, they were the chosen people. And the message, the saving gift of Jesus Christ extended to not just the Israelites, but to people throughout the world. That was Paul's job. Go out into the world, let people know you're the apostle to the Gentiles. And I'm grateful for that, because as someone who is not of Jewish ancestry, right, I'm grateful that Christ is my Savior too. And that's something that we should all be thankful for. Let's look at the gospel. This is a very familiar story. This is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Now, we heard that first reading, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, that was prophesied in that first reading by the prophet Isaiah. The Magi journeyed a long distance to visit Jesus, to see the newborn king. We see this drama develop with King Herod, who was threatened by Jesus. He was threatened. He thought somebody was going to take away his position as king. So he wanted to seek him out, and he's going to say anything that he has to. He's not telling the truth. He's a liar. He's a coward. And he said, "Bring me the word once you find him, so that I too may go and do him homage." Now, after the audience with the king, they set out, and the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. What happened? They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. Now, I would ask you, you have the opportunity to encounter Jesus every day. You can encounter him spiritually wherever you are. You can go to a church, or you can go to an adoration chapel and pay a visit to Jesus fully present in the Blessed Sacrament. So that's not a spiritual presence. That's a real presence. It's amazing. Jesus, we read about him in the Gospels. He's there. It's not a figment of our imagination. It's not a symbol. It's not a statue that we're talking about. We are talking about the real Jesus. He's there. He's waiting for you. You can receive him very intimately, right, in Holy Communion. Every day if you want. How excited are you about that? Are you really excited? Do you thank him all the time for being able to become that close to him? Or do you take him for granted? We all take him for granted sometimes. And maybe today is that day to work on that, to say, you know what, Lord, I'm grateful. I'm not going to take you for granted anymore. You're there. I'm going to start visiting you. Now, this is something in my life. We're in a new year now. We're a few days into 2017. This is something that I have looked at in my own life. I thought toward the end of the last year, you know, you do the whole New Year's resolution thing. And for years, I didn't like New Year's resolutions. I thought they were pointless. But when you start making some spiritual resolutions, I mean, ultimately, as I get older, I'm getting a little bit wiser. Not a lot, but a little bit. But as you get older, you start to realize, hey, I better, like, take this seriously. You become, it's funny, you become convinced, aware, I should say. You become aware of your own mortality. When you're younger, I mean, if it's your time, you're going to go. The Lord's going to call you home. But when you get older, you start to realize it more. You see people your age dying, and it just has an effect. So I'm very aware that I'm going to be judged one day. And I'm somebody who really doesn't want, and aside from that, that's true, that's in the back of my mind, but I really do love Jesus. Not as much as I should, but I do love him, and I don't want to let him down. And so the more you think about it, you start to say, well, maybe I should make some modifications in my life. So I've made some spiritual resolutions. One of them is I'd like to spend more time in Eucharistic adoration. We can all say we're busy, we don't have time for Jesus, but he's sitting there, he's waiting for us in the tabernacle, in the monstrance, in the adoration chapel. He's there, and he's waiting for us. The same Jesus we read about in the gospel, the Jesus who heals people, who's compassionate, who dispenses great advice. I mean, there is no reason that we shouldn't go to see him. So I'm trying to do that more. I'm trying to pray the rosary more. I'm trying to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy more. And so that I want to really appreciate these devotions and get closer to our Lord. I want to get closer to Jesus in 2017. And I would encourage you to do the same thing, to make that your resolution. How close do you want to become? Well, take it one day at a time. Let the Holy Spirit work through you and try to get closer to him each day. We have that great ability. The very last line in this gospel, after having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi departed from their country by another way. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, anyone who meets Jesus should never depart from that meeting in the same way. We're all changed when we meet Jesus. When you receive him in Holy Communion on Sunday, ask the Holy Spirit to really help you appreciate that encounter and ask him to let you get closer to him when you receive him. It's really a great gift. And I believe that many of us, I include myself, many of us take that great gift for granted. So when you listen to these readings, appreciate that manifestation of Jesus to you personally, that light in the darkness. He's there, he loves you, and he's making himself available in this incredibly intimate way in the Eucharist. Okay, will you do that? And if you have questions, let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Well, this was fun. I thank you for letting me spend a little time with you. Please let your friends know about the podcast as well. I'd like to get the message out to as many people as possible. Remember, I'd love to come and speak to your parish. I will keep you in my prayers. Let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. God willing, I'll be able to catch up with you next Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. And remember, Jesus is right there with you. Turn around and say hi. God bless you.